بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عبد الله بن بسر رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رجلا قال: يا رسول الله، إن شرائع الإسلام قد كثرت علي، فأخبرني بشيء أتشبث به. Still in this chapter of the virtues of making zikr of Allah, the importance of it and the benefits of it. Further in this hadith, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Busr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, one person, a sahabi, told Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna shara'i al-Islam kad kathurat alayya, that all the rules and regulations of Islam are plenty upon me. The various commandments of Allah Ta'ala, the various things which a person has to do, there are plenty things to be done. فَأَخْبِرْنِي بِشَيْءٍ أَتَشَبَّثُ بِهِ. So, O Allah's Rasul, inform me of one thing which I can maintain and always do. And I follow that one command of Allah, that particular command of Allah Ta'ala. قال نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لا يزال لسانك رطبا من ذكر الله, that your tongue must always be wet with the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. That is, there are many commandments, but which one must I particularly follow? Which one must I not leave out at all? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, always be in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever dhikr, third kalima, durood sharif, istighfar, whatever dhikr, tilawat of Quran, but a person should try and make it a habit while he's just walking, while he's driving to work, etc. Many times we are just passengers in the car, instead of just talking all unnecessary things or just keeping quiet, we can quietly be making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. وَعَنْ جَابِرٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالْ. Hazrat Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man qala subhanallah wa bihamdihi ghurisat lahu nakhlatun fil jannah. A person who says subhanallah wa bihamdihi, and in other riwayats it comes just even for subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Any of these words a person reads, and immediately a tree is planted for that person in Jannah. To plant a tree in this dunya, it is a long procedure. To get the fruit, the flowers, the shade, the beauty of the tree, it is a long procedure. But the minute a person says subhanallah, a tree of his is planted already in Jannah. So it is up to us how many trees we would like to have. If we have a garden, we would like it to be beautiful. We would like it to be to have lot of trees and beautiful trees, fruit trees, flower trees, etc. And the way to do that is now is the planting time, and that is making the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, laqitu Ibrahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam late laylata usriya bi, that when I made Mi'raj and went and meet Allah Ta'ala, on that night I met Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam also in Jannah. فقال إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام told me, يا محمد أقرئ أمتك مني السلام, convey my salams to your ummah. The ulama say when this hadith reaches us, we should also say alayhim wa alaykum as-salam. Then we should re-understand that what a great ummah this is, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam sent salams for us. And that salams, who brought it? Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's time, this has been narrated to us by great ulama, great muhaddithin. So we should understand what is the great honor of this ummah, that they have received salams from Ibrahim alayhi salam. Further, he gave one message with that salams also. Like it is common today, we tell somebody, give him my salams and give him this message also. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam sent a special message for us as well. وَأَخْبِرْهُمْ أَنَّ الْجَنَّةَ طَيِّبَةُ التُّرْبَةِ, and inform them, give them this message, that the ground of Jannah is very fertile, very good ground it is. Things grow very easily there. Adbatul ma, and the water is very, very good quality, the water of Jannat. Wa innaha qi'an, but it is a barren place. It is empty. Wa anna ghirasaha, and the plants of Jannat, the trees and the gardens and the orchards of Jannat are Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. These are the plants of Jannat. And the minute a person reads it here, his tree is planted for him in Jannat. There he won't die, his tree won't die. The fruit won't come once in a season, all the time the fruit will be there. So it is up to us how many trees and how beautiful we want to make our Jannat. So Jannat is a very fertile place. By just reading Subhanallah, not only did you put the seed, but your tree has grown already. وعن أبي درداء رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حضرت أبو درداء رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said ألا أنبئكم بخير أعمالكم, should I not inform you of the best of your deeds? And this is similar to what the Quran Sharif says, وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ, the zikr of Allah is the greatest amal. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam similarly informed, must I not tell you of the greatest deed, وَأَزْكَاهَا عِنْدَ مَلِيكِكُمْ, and that which purifies you the most by your Lord, Allah Ta'ala, by which He purifies you completely, and your bad habits go away. And you get good character and good habits. وَأَرْفَعِهَا فِي دَرَجَاتِكُمْ, and that makes your stages the most high by Allah Ta'ala. وَخَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِنْ إِنْفَاقِ الذَّهَبْ وَالْفِضَّةِ, and more better it is for you than spending gold and silver in the path of Allah. In other words, giving huge, huge amounts of charity, more better than that also. وَخَيْرٌ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْ تَلْقَوْ عَدُوَّكُمْ, and more better for you that you meet your enemy in the battlefield. That is, you are in jihad, which is the height of Islam, and you meet your battlefield. فَتَضْرِبُ أَعْنَاقَهُمْ وَيَضْرِبُ أَعْنَاقَكُمْ, and then you smite their necks with your swords, and they hit you with their swords on your necks. That is, the fight takes place very heavily in front of one another. The fight with the enemies take place, jihad at its highest form, more better than all that. قَالُوا بَلَىٰ, the Sahaba said, please do inform us what is more better than all this, which is loved by Allah, which purifies you completely, which is more better than spending gold and silver in the path of Allah, more better than being at the height of jihad, better than all that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ, the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. We underestimate zikr very, very much. We are very much unmindful of it. But we can see in the words of Allah and the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how important it is, how beneficial it is. And at the same time, the most easiest. We don't need wuzu. There are no specific times in which you have to make your dhikr. Any time, wherever you are, you can be making your dhikr. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand this is that which will make the rest of our deen lush and green and very, very beautiful if we are regular with our dhikr. Many people complain that we cannot control our eyes, our anger, we cannot get up for namaz, for fajr, etc. It is a lack of spiritual strength. And that spiritual strength comes from zikrullah. If we make our dhikr regularly, everything else also will manage easily. وآخر دعوانا